There's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos about whether a person can bring a karban chatos for performing an action which, in his mind, may be an avera and may not be an avera. So, for example, let's say there's a piece of meat in front of me, and I'm not sure if the meat is kosher or whether the meat is treif. And then I go ahead and I eat it. According to Rashi, if it turns out that the meat was treif, then I'm still allowed to bring a karban chatos. In contrast, according to Tosfos, if it turns out that the meat was treif, I'm not allowed to bring a karban chatos. According to Rashi, my eating this meat was bishogeg, was unintentional. But according to Tosfos, my eating this meat was mezid, it was zadon, it was an intentional transgression. What's the svar of this machlokes? I should mention, by the way, that the Rashi appears, I believe, in Nazir on Daf Chaf Gimel, and Tosfos, I think, is the beginning of the fourth parak of Krisos. What's the svara behind this machlokas? The svara, I believe, is as follows. If a person knows that something may be asur, he's forbidden from partaking in it. The same way that the Torah says that you have to avoid a vadai isur, the Torah also says that you have to avoid a safik isur. The exact gedarim of this, it's machloikas, the Rambam holds that a safik is lekula, but Chazal said it lechumra. Most Rishonim hold that a safik, diraisa, you have to be machmir on midiraisa. But one way or another, something which is a safik isser is asur as if it were a vadai isser. If you're not sure whether something is asur, you have to treat it as it's asur until you know that it's mutter. So if a person had a piece of meat, and it may be asur and it may be mutter, he knows that he must treat it as asur. And if he goes ahead and eats it, then he was being oiver, bemazed, on an isur diraisa. It's not the isur of eating vadai treif, but it's the isur of eating safik treif. And then if it turned out that the meat was vadai treif, so lemaisa, he was amazed in eating it. On the other hand, the svara of Rashi is going to be a little different. The svara of Rashi may be, like Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, that when we're fighting the Yetzer Hara, and we know that something is for sure asur, it's much easier to refrain from partaking of it than if it's something is safik asur. Because when it's safik asur, we tell ourselves, look, there are chances that it's mutter. Maybe it's not really asur. And by doing so, we fool ourselves, or our yetzer haras fool us, into thinking that the isur is more kal. So therefore, a person who's over a safik isur is closer to being a shoygeg than a person who's over on a vadei isur. In our Gemara, in Shavuos Daf Yudalid, the Gemara has two shailos about whether a safik isser, a person who's oiver on a safik isser, is closer to being a shaygig or if he's closer to being a mazid. The Gemara says at first, what's the halacha if a person is unsure about Tumas Sheretz? Is it considered a Yediyah Mitchila or is it not considered a Yediyah Mitchila? And Bepashtos, the way that Tosfos understands the Sugya, we're talking about a person who's not sure whether the shiur of sheretz that he touched is sufficient to be metamehim, or whether it's insufficient to be metamehim. So he's not sure whether he's permitted to eat karbanos or whether he's forbidden to eat karbanos. He's not sure whether he's allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash or whether he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. It's a state of Safik Isser for him. Is it considered a Yediya Mitchila? To the extent that later on, if he acts Behelim, it's considered that there was a Yediya at first. In other words, that this is a powerful Yediya. The Yediya Misafik is close to a Yediya Bevadai. And the Yediya Misafik is sufficient to count as the Yediya that stands as the root that makes him responsible for being careful not to forget later on that he was Tameh, or that this is the Makom HaMikdash, or that this is Basar of a Karbon. Only a Yediyah which is close to Mezid gives him that degree of responsibility not to forget the Pratim of the Mitzios, that this is, that he's Tameh, and that this is the Beis HaMikdash. If you consider the Yediyah Misafik to be Karev LeMezid, the way that Tosfos does, then it makes more sense that this should be a Yediyah Mitchila. If you consider a Yediyah Misafik to be Karev L'Shoigeg, because its power as a deterrent is weaker, then this is less likely to be considered a valid Yediyah Mitchila. So our sugya, the Safik in our sugya, seems to be parallel to the Safik or the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. But it's not necessarily the same exact Machlokas, because Rashi and Tosfos are dealing with a Yediyah which will shift the balance between Shoigig and Mezid. A Shoigig brings a Chatas Kavua and a Mezid does not. Here we're talking about something very different. We're not talking about a Yediyah at the time that he was over the Avera that tells us whether the Avera was an Avera b'shoigig or an Avera b'mezid, but rather we're dealing with the Yediyah far prior, far in advance to being over the Avera, which is meant to determine whether or not the Avarion has a responsibility to remember the Pratei HaMitzios that he is Tameh, and that this is the Makom HaMikdash. This is Lefi Tosfos. If we want this Gemara not to be a Raya, or not to be a Safik, which depends on that Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Nazir and Krisos, so then we have to learn the Gemara a little bit differently. We have to learn like Rashi and like the Ramban. Rashi and the Ramban say that the Safik, whether or not an Adasha's worth of Sheretz is Mitami or not, is not the way it sounds, a suffix about whether the Adasha is above or below the threshold for Tumah. Rather, say Rashi and the Ramban, what the Gemara means is that the person made a mistake and he thought that an Adasha was below the threshold and that it was not Metamehim. It wasn't that he was uncertain. He thought that he was Vadai Tahar. But it still might count as the Yediyah Mitchila for Rashi and the Ramban, because he knew that there was some shiur of Sheretz which would ultimately, or had the potential, to be Metamehim. But for Rashi and the Ramban, the status of a Yediyah Misafik, in terms of whether or not it's considered a Yediyah Mitchila or not, remains undetermined.